How quickly a charmed life can turn to rust. That's what I keep thinking as I lie here on the floor of my father's office, messing up the chic weave of his Tabriz carpet, my face half in shadow, and my heart a cheap locket left out in the rain. Before tonight, I was living a white lie. My father had a penthouse apartment in Manhattan with a doorman who granted wishes like the genie from Aladdin. I went to the best school with the bitchiest in-crowd, where I never had to straighten my crown because there were always a million eager hands to do it for me. The dark side of the moon has a bigger surface area than you think. My 18th birthday was meant to be fun. My friends and I were planning to hit up my favorite sushi bar and then party at a club on 10th Avenue until our pretty little blisters hurt. I had Dad's Amex Black in my pocket. The future was uncharted waters, but we were diving in anyway. Then I met a monster. A charming, beautiful monster, but I didn't see his claws until it was too late. He insisted on driving me home. My parents were in D.C. and Seb was out getting lit again. It meant there was no one to hear my screams when he dragged me into a room where choice didn't exist. And the word no wasn't heard, no matter how many times I pleaded it. His rough hands held me down to keep me silent. He crushed my chest until I couldn't breathe. Now, there's nothing left of me. Worse. What could be worse than this? I check off the contenders. I could be watching my parents take their last breath. I could be switching off Seb's life support machine. I could be dying of some horrible disease that's eating me from the inside out. But pain is all relative, right? Besides, my monster says his revenge always hurts.